Yo, what's up, guys? Riven MDR here. Thank you for joining and listening to another episode of Meet the Streamer, where we sat down this time with McKittens, a Twitch streamer who's been streaming about 4 years. We learn all about his journey to streaming, how he's gotten solo playing, just Overwatch, and doing really good at it, and just an overall cool dude. So sit back, up and enjoy an awesome show. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yo, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Meet the Streamer. Tonight, our guest here is McKittens from Twitch. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing awesome, sir. Glad to have you. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Yeah, anytime. I think I got a little feedback going on still.
Yeah. Do we? Where is it coming from? I'm looking for it. Where is it coming from?
I think that might be me.
That's muted. I think I have muted across the board. I don't see it anywhere.
Hold on. It's when I'm talking. No, we're good now. We're
good. Oh, okay, cool.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Anytime. Glad we were able to work it out and get time worked out. So it's pretty cool. Third person on the show and thing figured tonight was talk about you. You're Boston Uprising. I don't know if we can be friends, man. I'm all about New York yourself.
I was actually just joking around. I was like, should I wear my retired Overwatch competitive jersey or should I wear Boston Uprising? So
that's awesome, dude. But yeah, I figured we'd jump on the show, talk about you, how you started, how you got into streaming, and maybe like best practices for any new streamers out there for starting out.
Yeah, well, so I've been actually streaming for about 7 years, about on and off, but really I started streaming very consistently, and this is like the first time I've actually done it in an actual serious, I would almost say professional manner, for about 9 months now. And I really just kind of started getting into it because of Overwatch, actually, competitive streaming, all that, and just having fun, you know, ranking up and, you know, going up in the ranks and everything like that. So I figured it's something to do, you know, during the evenings when I got nothing to do. It's a lot better than going out partying, clubbing, or whatever.
That is true. Yeah, it keeps you out of trouble, right?
Yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah, no, that's, wow, 7 years. That's awesome, dude. So just on and off, just like streaming and chilling, but now you took it into like a more of a professional role. That's awesome. How do you like it so far? Like not even like fully professional and doing it, like how many days a week do you stream?
Currently right now I stream about 4 days on a solid consistency. So Monday through Wednesday I'm always streaming. I occasionally do Fridays more often than Saturday, Sunday. So pretty much sometimes I'll do 6 days a week.
Wow. Yeah, 6 days a week a lot. That's what I do. It's a lot. I'll tell you, you feel it.
Yeah, no, I had to shut down my stream last night or well, ended early because just the fatigue was hitting me. So.
Yeah, that fatigue hit. When it hits at the worst time, too. It's like, I want to go, but it's like, I can't.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Wow, 7 years. I haven't been doing this a year yet. I can't imagine seven.
Well, I would say in the past, like, 9 months have been the most serious. 7 years, I used to do it during college, like, you know, just randomly be like, hey, I popped out. I think my first game I actually started streaming was, what was it? It was Alan Wake. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, wow, Alan Wake. I do remember that game. Yes, that was a good game.
Yeah, and it's funny, one of my followers actually has stuck with me this entire time, so he actually keeps bugging me to go back to Alan Wake to play.
That's awesome. Wow, that's awesome. You kept a regular like that for throughout the whole time. That's great, man.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I love streaming because, like, you get those, like, unique experience, and I don't think there's really any platform that allows you to have that unique experience. I remember a couple of weeks ago or something like that, I was playing and some guy from Germany just came on and was just like, yo, what's up, and just, like, you know, chilled with me the entire Overwatch stream, and this was like 2 a.m.
Oh, that's crazy. That's awesome, dude. Yeah, no, I agree with you. There is no platform like that gives the experience. Like, YouTube's cool, but it's nothing. I think live, like the live platform, is definitely the hardest platform to put content out on.
Oh, definitely. Especially in since I stream Overwatch, which is completely saturated with a lot of streamers, it's extremely hard for somebody, you know, to start from the bottom and get even into even in position where I'm at right now, is just as a daily grind. So it's, I definitely understand that.
Yeah, I mean, Overwatch is one of the more saturated games, but I mean, it sounds like you've been doing good for yourself, which is awesome. You got a good following, you got people coming in, hanging out, so that's a plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's really just, you asked about like the kind of best practices. It's doing really good, just the grind, honestly. You got to stick to the schedule, you got to keep doing it, and just have fun. It's honestly what it's about.
Definitely, consistency is key. I think, like, definitely having a schedule, but got consistency behind the schedule definitely keeps you going.
Most definitely, that's for sure.
So, besides Overwatch, are any of the games that you're streaming, or is Overwatch like your main go-to game?
Overwatch right now currently is my main go-to game. I'm thinking of diving back, diving into Star Wars Battlefront. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but okay. Hopefully they announced at E3 that they're going back to Clone Wars, which I'm a huge fan of that kind of era. Nice. But
I don't know Star Wars, but yeah, I know it's EA. Star Wars Battlefront 2 looked like one of those games where it gave you everything that you want from a Star Wars fan, and it just kind of botched it with the whole BS of loot crates.
Yeah, that happens. But
what's up, Sal?
So I might be doing that, but right now, currently, up, I'm more into the kind of competitive scene for Overwatch. So it's interesting because I know there's a lot of variety streamers out there. It's very interesting as a single game streamer how to build like a consistent following.
Okay, yeah, because I'm a variety streamer. I've never done actually like single game. I'm all over the place with my games, and I just don't. I never actually tried single streaming. I think I would get too bored of it too quickly. So how do you keep like motivating yourself to keep playing Overwatch? Because I think I would get bored so fast.
Well, I do a lot of different things in Overwatch. So currently, right now, I stream ranked game. I used to be on an esports team. Actually competed in the Overwatch Open Division. So I actually competed in that. But also, I'm a caster as well, too. So I've casted a couple of tournaments. So really kind of mixing it up, it really is how I stay, you know, refreshed, so to speak.
Wow. You just, my mind kind of got blown a little bit. you were a professional gamer, and you cast, which is awesome.
Yeah, I just started casting about 3 weeks ago, actually. So I wouldn't really say, I would say amateur level.
Still though, that's awesome. But what's your favorite part about casting?
Really, it's fun to be a caster when you play the game, because you know like kind of the mindset of the players that are playing. So you know like what the player's probably thinking, what they're going to do. And it's very interesting to watch like the professional casters in the Overwatch League and see how they do. It's just pure poetry what they're doing, because when I first started kind of learning about casting, I didn't realize like how important like, you know, your tone of voice is and stuff like that, and how they actually are interacting with each other, the two individuals, like saying something, you know, with a reflection of their voice saying, okay, here comes the Zenyatta, he's going for a Zalt, and that's a handoff to the other person to go off on commentating. So it's very interesting to see that. So I started like watching YouTube videos that are just basically tournaments, like two games. It was just games that were set up that were just, you know, here, practice commentating with this game.
Wow, that's crazy. Sounds like a lot of work, and knowing when to I guess your cues. So they, like you said, you end with the Zenyatta, and then you know when to pick up right from there and continue on, and knowing the game really good to talk about what they need to do against Zenyatta's ultimate.
Exactly, yeah. So, but it's fun, and I've been playing Overwatch, you know, pretty much since like 2 months when it came out. I've been so excited about the game when it was being announced and everything. But I think one day you asked about like how do I stay refreshed. I think one day I'm just gonna say, hey, I'm playing Overwatch, and just kidding, I'm playing Paladins or something like that, just to throw people off.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, yeah, it's just, I don't know how I do it. Like, just that, like, I've been playing games by week. So I do like Neo 1 week, and then Elder Scrolls Online next week. And by the end of the week, I'm like, I need to play something else.
Well, it's really just kind of Overwatch has that competitive scene, which is always, you know, refreshing. But they do have those events
time
that
a lot of
people like tuning in for. But really, my audience knows what they are going to get. When they come into my channel, they know what they're going to get. They're going to get somebody that has played competitively, you know, in the competitive scene, but is not a dick, you know, because a lot of people, there's a lot of salty people out on Overwatch, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's true. Lots of salty people. It's just the game. I used to play it, and then I just felt like there was a lot of toxicity. I was like, I got to go away.
That's pretty much what. It's still there. It's definitely still there.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. How do you deal with that on stream? Like, have you dealt with that on stream? Like, people just being complete dicks in, like, in chat, on voice with you?
I'm not going to lie. So when I first started playing Overwatch, I've actually I play with my girlfriend, actually, and she streams as well, too.
That's awesome.
Her name's Maladator, by the way, if anybody wants to follow her. Super cool girl. But she plays with me all the time, and it's super funny because watching her stream, she's very positive. When we first started, she's, like, super positive. Everybody's like, yeah, we got this. We're going to win and stuff like that. And meanwhile, I'm just dropping F-bombs. I'm discussing, like, a story. And that's just the way it is. But then I started realizing, yeah, salt and sand, as my chat's saying right now, is what it was. But we brought that. But then I started toning it back because I realized more people like watching that positivity. So, you know, sometimes what I do is I literally say, guys, chat, hold on. I gotta like take a break here and just put on some chill music and just zone out and just talk about things for like 5 minutes. That's one of the ways I've done, like, kind of calm myself, because it can get.
Wow, that's crazy. That's good. That's good that your girlfriend's the positive on the positive side of it, and you know, you can be the kind of like the side of it. It's a good balance.
I don't do it that much anymore though. So because I noticed that when you get tilted, if you get tilted in a game, you're not going to do well. It's the bottom.
That's true. I was playing Neo the other night, and I lost my shit.
But some people, I mean, they like that. I mean, some people like watching that. And that's kind of the beauty of streaming, is you do get that. You can react live with, you know, the audience. So it's...
That's true.
It's a very cool, platform, that's for sure.
I completely agree. I enjoy streaming to the fullest. I love it. So you've been on Twitch for 7 years. So you've seen it actually like go from like, was it Justin TV back then? What, 7 years ago?
I think 7 years might have been a little exaggeration, because I remember when it was just switched over to Twitch.tv. So I was like, I think it was like 4 years. I remember pre when Amazon bought it out, where you could just basically just, you know, flash your titties on like camera and no one would care.
Oh, wow. So you've been watching Twitch go through its whole growth of like from like almost start to where we are today with it. I mean, it's come a long way.
It's definitely come a long way, and it's very interesting to see where it is now, especially watching like something as big as the Overwatch League becoming like almost a TV channel, essentially. I think like I read an article with the Overwatch League, their debut beat out like viewership for the NBA Finals.
I saw that. That's crazy.
It's becoming a very serious platform, and I mean a lot of people are taking it seriously. Toyota is one of the sponsors of Overwatch League, and you know they're throwing money into it because they realize it's a big media platform now.
It really is, and you know what? I'm glad to see that gaming is going that way. Like, I'm happy to see people knocking on it and laughing at it, and Blizzard's like, watch this. We'll show you how esport gaming is done.
Yeah, I love it though, but then Overwatch League still has the worst professional sports team in all of sports. The Shanghai Dragons, who have they're at a 0-48 record right now. They haven't won a single game.
That is true. I mean, who was the person else that got kicked off of the win team? QCD or something like that?
Oh no, Dreamcasper.
Yeah. I was like, what? I was like,
Funny story about that though, because so I used to actually wear a Dreamcasper jersey because I'm a far main, and you know he's an insane far player. And so my girlfriend actually got me this Overwatch jersey, and it was Dreamcast. Where I'm like, oh my god! Like I wore it like every stream, you know. I was like Boston Uprising, let's go, and everything like that. And then that shit hit the fan. I'm like, oh my god, what the hell? So I actually had to announce on Twitter, like, hey guys, like, I love Boston Uprising. This guy's a douche. I don't support him anymore. But basically through some shenanigans with the company, because they came out, the company that makes these jerseys, they came out and said, hey, anybody who wants to swap out their jersey, that's fine. You know, we realized that that shit went down. Just send it back to us. We'll replace one for free, which was really cool. We did it the first time, and they sent us the same jersey, just new. So,
wow. That's
awesome. And then... now I got mistakes, which is fun. So I think it's, I find it funny that mistakes replace Dreamcast, but it's like the dream was a mistake, which is hilarious, but whatever.
Hey, hey, I guess, you know, I would just say that Overwatch is still new. The whole league is still new. So they're definitely learning a lot as they go. So, but it's just, it's really cool just to see where it is going.
It's definitely you know, it's really interesting to see that in comparative to something like, for example, the NFL, where, you know, the NFL has had X amount of years of experience in, you know, working on the Dreamcast situation and how quickly they, like, got rid of him.
Yeah.
And just silenced him, threw him on the rug. No one even talks about him anymore. And you look at what happens in the NFL. I mean, it's I think Overwatch League's got it better, honestly.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. They, I think they're handling like the shenanigans better than a lot of the bigger sports enterprises. And hopefully they set a standard of like, this is how you're supposed to act on camera in front of a million, however many audience.
Oh yeah, easily. So, I mean, but at the end of the day, these guys are kids essentially. So
they are. They have a lot of maturing to do.
Yeah, definitely. That was what's happened the whole XQC thing.
That's true. But yeah, so Overwatch is going, I don't know, I'm like the way Overwatch is going. You think any of the games are gonna like Overwatch are gonna pick up? Like I'm looking at like Heroes of what the hell is the other MOBA game from Blizzard?
Heroes of Storm.
Thank you. I want to see Heroes of Legends. I don't know what the hell that is. It's a new game, I guess.
Heroes of Legends. Basically.
But yeah, Heroes of the Storm. You think that's gonna take off? I feel like they're struggling.
Well, I think what Overwatch League has that the other games do not have in the way that the presentation levels were just phenomenal. And I think really what's going to separate them from even like Counter-Strike or something like that, because CSGO has been going on for like years, but it's not as publicized, is because somebody can watch in, you know, I had some friends over and we watched the Overwatch League games and they don't really play Overwatch that much. They're familiar with it. They were able to pick it up. The commentators were able to, you know, describe it in a way that people could actually, you know, listen to it and actually, you know, they actually could be like, oh, I know what's going on. You know, you ever watch it like, you know, a sports, you know, game and you're like, what the heck's going on? What? I mean, somebody tried to describe soccer to me the other day and I know it's the World Cup, so this is a fun joke, but I'm like, you know what? I don't, if I want to watch 90 minutes of men trying to score, I just go to the bar.
That's funny.
Such a lame joke.
No, it's true though. It's completely true. So let's move over into like starting out with starting out streaming. So when you started, what was like your hardest thing? How did you start? Like, what was your equipment when you started? Did you start on PC? Did you start on Xbox? Or how did you actually start getting into streaming?
So I started on PC. I've always been a PC gamer. So I've just, it was just kind of a natural thing with me just stay on PC. Really how it kind of started off with and like the equipment I had, I still had this. I didn't have this boom arm and everything, that whole setup. But you know, I basically started upgrading things slowly. So actually it's funny because I had one of those Republic of Gaming laptops, one of those, computer setups, because oh, yeah. I do like to do shows, and actually I like to bring that when I play in competitively. So when I started playing competitively, I started navigating towards streaming. And one day I was playing, I was in a tournament, I remember this, I was in the Scrub Cup, and I ended up spilling water on my laptop and just fried the whole thing.
Oh no. Oh, so, shit.
It was pretty bad. I went to Best Buy actually, and I was like, okay, I need a computer that's like super customizable that I can upgrade, like, you know, slowly. Like, what is your biggest computer size wise? So I ended up getting with what I have right now, which is a pretty good setup. It's a CyberPower PC. It's got a Ryzen 7 1800X. But really, I always like try to, everybody asks me like, yo, what kind of streaming setup you have? And I'm like, oh, well, here's what I have. And they're like, oh, I'm going to go get that too. I'm like, well, if you can afford it, do it. But if you can't, don't worry about it. Right. Because at the end of the day, really what's going to make people, you know, be more attracted to you and, you know, stay in your channel is your personality. If you're playing a certain game and you're loving it, if you're playing a JRPG or something like that and you're, you know, streaming at 480, you're going to find somebody that's going to pop into the channel, say hi, it's going to like you, and it's going to stay.
Completely agree. Exactly, right? Oh, you're cutting out.
I'm sorry?
You were cutting out a little bit.
If my thing is all robotically, let me know. I have it running through a voice meter banana, and sometimes it like cuts out and it goes a little freaky.
Yeah, my voice meter banana loves to go freaky. I always become like Robo Riven.
I do the same thing, so that's you too as well. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's all.
No, you're not crazy. They're like, oh, Robo Riven's back. I'm like, ah, shit.
Yeah, but I always tell folks, like, you know, if when you're starting out streaming, like, play a game that you enjoy. Don't play a game, you know, that's like, oh, everyone's navigating to this game. And then, oh, well, my computer can't handle it. So now I got to go, you know, drop thousands of dollars to get a new computer. And because the most frustrating thing that I see folks, especially the small streamers, they pop in and they're like, hey, I got this, like, you know, $2,000 gaming rig. Why is no one watching me?
Yeah.
But the best piece of advice I can give to folks that are starting out is hide your viewer account. Do not pay attention to the viewer account. And I know we were talking earlier before we started, you're on Mixer. Does Mixer allow you to do that, where you can hide the viewer?
It does. And that was the first thing I did when I came over. Just hide that thing.
Because when people come into my stream, it doesn't matter if I have zero people or I have, you know, 100 plus people. And actually, it's funny because I tell my mods, I'm like, do never tell me how many people are in my chat. I was, remember one day I got raided and there was like 150 people in my chat, and I'm just still going away, just like, you know, my normal self. And everybody's like, dude, you got so many people in the channel right now. I'm like, don't tell me.
Right.
I'm going to be as entertaining across the board. So I'm going to be as hype all the time.
Exactly. I feel like sometimes it's like, exactly. I don't want to know, because then it's like, but I think the hardest thing is when you got, I've been rated once before with like a good amount of numbers, and it's like, oh, okay. And then they're like, dude, what happened? You went from like this to that. And it's like, oh, okay. And you're trying not to, it's that mentality of, I just want to keep going. I don't care if I have zero or 90 people in my stream. I'm going to treat everyone that comes in like my best friend and stream the way I'm always going to be streaming.
Yeah. It's a delicate situation, because, you know, a lot of people pay attention to just the viewer count, and that's like really a solid measure. It was like, oh my god, you know, I'm doing so crap, like, you know, I only have one viewer and stuff like that. So I see it all the time with the smaller streamers, and really the best piece of advice I can give to folks that are smaller streamers is, you know, there's a lot of people that just scour the, you know, catalog for those, I don't want to call them bottom feeders, because that's that sounds very negative. Bottom, basically people that are just lurking at the bottom, looking at smaller streamers and just popping in and just, you know, saying hi. There's a lot of people down there that are doing that.
Oh, there is.
Somebody's going to pop into your channel. Somebody's going to have fun. If they notice you're having fun, they're going to have fun. They're going to stick around. It's the grind. I mean, it's the grind. It's that effort. And it's exhausting.
It is exhausting. Like, it's definitely, I will say, you know, a lot of people say, oh, network's overrated. I'm like, networking is not overrated. Definitely as starting out, I think you should go into many streams as you can and say hi, and just not even network with just a streamer. Network with, like, the community inside that streamer and get to know them. Because that's going to, I think, benefit everyone.
Yeah, that also, but joining streaming communities are a pretty crucial thing, I think, as well, too. And you got to find the right one. Currently, I'm a part of two of them that are very solid. anybody wants to join anybody, let me get a quick plug. Insomnia Gaming is pretty awesome. They're a good crew of good people. I'm actually a stream team member with them. And I'm also a member of True Gaming as well, too. I'm not currently a partner with them. I'm an affiliate with them, though. Those are two very solid people that they are all about. You know, it's because I've been in a bunch of streams that are like, hey, we're going to promote your stream, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, they really don't do that. These guys are really serious, and they're very good about, like, if you got a technical question, if you got a streaming question, if you got any kind of question, anybody will be able to.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never. What's what you said? Insomnia Gaming. I'm sorry, the first one.
Yeah, Insomnia Gaming Network. Which I can probably. I was gonna say I could probably put a direct link. Yeah, I could put a direct link in your thing.
Yeah, you can drop it. I have a lot of links. You can drop wherever. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can put a direct link in there.
But I know True. I'm actually in True Gaming. I'm not in their Discord as much as I would like to be, but I've interacted with Green Court a lot. He's an awesome dude, and he just runs a great community. So if you haven't seen True Gaming, definitely listen to Mikit and just go check them out. They're a really, really good group, and they're just great people. They're very positive, great people to be around, and they do a lot for the streaming community, even outside of True Gaming. They just do a lot for it.
Yeah, they're very positive folks, and that's really kind of what kind of pushed me towards, I can kind of make this thing like a kind of a very serious thing. When I started talking with them and seeing some of the people that actually were streamers, one of the most like kind of rewarding experiences I've ever had was I went to a conference, East Coast Gaming Conference, East Coast Developers Conference, which is like, y'all are familiar with Fortnite, Epic Games, they host it. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of big tech companies down in the area that I'm from. And they brought a team in, you know, to do some streaming and stuff like that. And I got to meet some of the streamers that I actually watch. Like,
oh, shit.
And it was like, I was like, oh, my God. These are like, it was like meeting Justin Bieber. Like, you know, like, that's a terrible example. But it's like... meeting a celebrity. Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely do get like, what's the word I'm looking for? A starstruck is definitely what happens. It's like, oh my God, I watch you on a daily basis. It's like, oh my God, wow.
Yeah, and I just DM'd you on Discord because I just realized I have to log in on Mixer. I don't have an account set up yet.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll drop it in mine. Thank you.
No problem.
But yeah, man, it's definitely, again, definitely check out, for everyone out there, definitely check out Insomnia Gaming and True Gaming if you're looking for like a good community to meet up with and meet like-minded streamers. And that's a great way to start networking if you're starting out. You know, it's huge. I don't even like saying networking, like making friends is just a huge thing to do.
There's a huge debate on that, the whole networking versus, like, you know, coming into people's streams and stuff like that. There are wrong ways of networking, and, you know, I find this out to trial and error. Like, one of the wrong ways of networking is jumping into somebody's stream and saying, yo, hey, let's play. My name's McKittens. I stream.
And,
like, it's like, even like those folks that, like, just like casually lurk in and be like, yeah, I'm just popping in, saying hi before I set up my stream. They know what you're doing. Like, but. That's making true. Friends, I like that. That's what you should be doing. You should be making friends while streaming.
You should be like, I think Broman puts it the best way, is to go into a stream and not having like an agenda, just going in being genuine and going in to just hang out and chill and not trying to get anything out of it. I think that's the best way, if anyone has ever put it, was just going in and just chilling.
I mean, I can tell you a personal story of mine. About a month back, actually, I was considering quitting streaming. I was just having a steady, rough, like, couple of weeks, and I was just like, you know, I'm going to give it to this point, and if I don't see any progress going towards somewhere, you know, it's probably, this is something I'm not good at. Let me go find someone else to do. And because I pop into one person's stream, who, she's in the UK, so she doesn't stream when I stream, so I can actually watch her quite consistently. You know, I just hang out, chat, you know, just to encourage her, because she started when I started, getting really serious. And, you know, it was a Sunday night, I remember this very vividly, it was Sunday night, it was like 8:30, I'm streaming, I pull up, and I decided, you know what, I gotta peek at that viewer count. So I peeked at a viewer count, and I got, like, nobody, and I'm like, yeah, like, I'm not entertaining. Let me go, You know, I was like, ah, this is probably gonna be like last stream. And then all of a sudden I got raided by her. Her channel came in, 30 people came in, and then somebody that was affiliated with her raided my channel, 5 more people came in. And they all did that not because it was like, hey, you scratch my back, I scratch your back thing. It was just because they enjoyed me being there. So
That's a perfect example. Making friends. That's awesome, dude.
And that's when my stream started taking off after that moment. So it was kind of like a, okay, some guy's looking out for me right now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'll be honest, about a month ago, I was just beat up from work, exhausted, tired, and I took a 3-day weekend from streaming, and I just need it. And I was actually like, I think I'm just gonna stop, man. Like, there's so much going on. Like, it's just crazy. Yeah, I don't feel like I'm doing good. Blah 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 blah. And then I got out of it, obviously. But yeah, I feel you, man. It could be really just discouraging sometimes.
It's very discouraging. But honestly, it's the grind. I mean, you're going to have those bad days. You're going to have those amazing days. And honestly, another solid piece of advice I can give is do streaming because you want to do it. You want to be entertaining. Don't do it for the money, because the people that are doing it full time, that's what I want to do. That's where I want to be. But always have a backup plan. That's for sure. You know, you can do a lot of things with streaming. A lot of people don't realize. A lot of video game companies are actually recruiting for things such as community managers. Those are people that they network with people, they stream. They basically, you know, do what streamers do. It's not streaming, but it's the same skills. You can learn and develop your skills as a way to do that. Have a backup plan.
That's very true. Yeah, that's exactly. Having a backup plan is huge. Like, they should always have like a plan B to your plan A and a plan C to your plan B. Just in case you need a way out and something to fall back on. Because who knows where streaming is going to be in another 5 years. It may just completely change into something else. And, you know. So I always want to watch the trends and see what's going on and see what's coming up next, because you never know where anything's going to be. And if we're streaming, like my buddy Hypnotic told me, you know, remind him today. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. So you want to condition yourself because it's going to be a long ride.
It's definitely going to be a long ride. And you know, it's funny. I just realized I didn't post a multi twitch in my chat. So let me do that real quick.
Oh, you're good, dude.
Because everybody's probably like, this guy's just like sitting here getting tattooed by this like omnipotent person. Like, so
who is he talking to?
Yeah, who's he talking to?
That's funny.
But yeah, who knows? 5 years from now, we all will probably be on Mixer. Who knows? Or what's that other one?
Oh yeah, caffeine. If you are starting out, this is actually really good. Really good. If you are starting out and say you don't have like a strong enough PC to handle your OBS or Streamlabs OBS, you can go right to caffeine.com and choose to stream right from the website. It does all the encoding up in the cloud for you, which is actually really neat. Also, if you're on Biba, if you're on Twitch, there's a alpha version of another OBS type of software called Bebo. You'll set up all your stream keying stuff from Twitch, and it will do all the encoding up in the cloud for you. So if you have like a weak PC or just can't handle it, Bebo and Caffeine are great things to look into if you're starting out with with hardware that's lower.
Does it go to Twitch? Bebo?
Yeah. It will go to Twitch. Twitch is only Bebo right now.
Ooh, well, I might consider that. I'm not that I have a weak PC, but my PC is just at the cusp where, you know, I could potentially push a 1080p stream. Occasionally get some frame drops, but right now I got just a really crisp 720 60 frames, which really is okay. You know, for somebody who's not partner, that's really good. Solid for somebody who's not partner.
No, that's great, dude. I mean, I've always streamed 720. When I was on Twitch as an affiliate, I tried doing 1080p, but we do get priority encoding so that people can change their their view settings, but sometimes you're not always hit that server, so you're stuck at 1080p, which will be bad for the actual viewer. So I've always streamed at 720 just because I'm not partnered yet, and that's partnered always get encoding.
Yeah.
So, and 720 doesn't look too bad. I mean, 2080 would be great, but I could deal with 720.
I mean, a lot of times, actually, for a high-action game like Overwatch, 720-60 frames is just okay. It's just fine, actually. And a lot of people are going to be streaming. A lot of people are going to be viewing it in that anyways. So no one's really, especially if they're on the mobile device, no one really needs 1080-60 if they're streaming on a mobile device. So it's very interesting to see because I would tell you, when I started streaming, I took, like, an entire weekend and just did stream tests, and I'm sure my viewers got really pissed off because I was doing like 5 minute, like, you know, just stream tests. Will this bit rate work? What about this? What about this? What if I do this in coding and blah blah blah? And I have a whole like spreadsheet of just like just a five pages of just that, and it really, that's what streaming comes down to. It's trial and error. I mean, there's things that work and there's things that don't work. I mean, right now I'm doing a giveaway for an Overwatch jersey, and I'm seeing the results of it, which is, it's going to be an Overwatch jersey. You see, you pick which one you want, ship it to you. But this is the first time I'm actually restricting it to, you got to be 18 plus and in the United States. I did a campaign similar to that on Gleam, which I know that's a very, very scary word to say, that caused a lot of controversy in the streaming community.
Yeah, I see everyone use it though, so I don't know how controversial it really is.
Well, I mean, there's nothing really out there that helps, because I mean, it's all about breaking out of your community, if that makes sense. Because right now, a lot of people know me in my community, but doing things like, you know, something like this, you know, this is breaking out of your community. That's another piece of advice. You talked about networking, make friends. You know, I was like, hey. I think I responded to you. I was like, anybody want to be interviewed? I'm like, yeah, man, let's do it. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. No, it's all about just, it's leaving your comfort zone. Because, you know, and I'm guilty of it. I hang out in my Discord, and then I have like 55 others I don't pop into as enough as I should be. Yeah. And it's just, it becomes, I feel like sometimes I get really daunting and overwhelming. So, but you really just got to get out of your comfort zone and put the extra like hour in to just go into one each day and chill and just hang out with people. Because you got to meet somebody that's going to be like, oh, hey, you know, I do this too. And, oh, I have this similar likes.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, it's all, I love how people use that word networking, and they're like, ugh, like, you know, they're so, not weary, but they're so like kind of like, it's like a dirty word, I guess. It is. And it's like, oh, God. I used to be that guy on Twitter who like just does all like Twitter, like all the hashtags, like just as many hashtags as I can possibly do, just cramming into a tweet. Looks like you're getting raided right now.
Oh shit. Whoa, Dr. Fate and Gotham got you with the raid. Thank you guys very much. What is going on, dudes? Wow. I looked down, I was like, wait, what's going on? You mentioned, I was like, oh yeah, I'm getting raided. Thank you guys very much.
You don't have an alert set up?
Not when I have the close up like this.
Oh yeah.
Just because I'm doing like interviews and whatnot, so I try to like keep the sounds off and stuff. So I've, like, I don't want like sounds going off in your ear while like you're talking about something. So just try respectful.
I got like lights and disco lights going off.
No, you're fine. Okay. Hey, what's up, Gotham? I appreciate that raid, man. How are you? We are interviewing McKittens. From Twitch. He's an Overwatch streamer. We've been sitting down and chat with him for a little bit, learning how he got into streaming, his advice on, you know, starting out, and just chilling and shooting the crap. It's been fun.
Yeah, man. But if you like want to open it up to the floor or anything like that, I can see both chats right now. If anybody wants like Q&A or something, I'll be happy to answer some questions.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, so any, definitely Q&A for Mr. McKittens over here. Any questions you got? AMA?
AMA, there we go. Oh, well, one thing I did want to let folks know, folks that stream with a pet, by the way, definitely use that to your advantage. I don't know where my cat is, but my cat is an intricate part of my stream. As in, the reason why a lot of people are like, why don't you use like,
you know, green screen,
stuff like that.
Love
like,
you too,
Steve. A lot of people love the fact that while I'm playing a very heavily competitive Overwatch game, my cat is just destroying shit in the background.
That's awesome.
So, like, my sub emotes are actually him.
That's fun. That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. MDR is the man. Right now. Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
That's kind of what they say about kids. They're like, silence. If there's silence, there's something wrong.
There's something going on. I worry about that with my two kids. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, Warframe time. Have fun, guys. Joe, Steven, have fun playing that Warframe, dude. Because I don't know, people like that. Shouting people out. So Gotham Gotcha, that we should shout as many people out when promoting streams. You know, that's actually a good question. So what's your feeling about that on Twitter? So when you do like the follow, there's the Wednesday shout outs and the follow for Fridays. Like, I do them, but I don't know if there's actually anything that happens after that. Like, I try to follow as many people as I can and then visit them after I follow them. But what's your take on them?
Well, it's a very interesting kind of thing. I like it. I don't discourage it. I do the follow for follow thing, but I have a program. I forget what it's called. I think it's like Tweet Deck or something like that. That actually will tell me. Well, no, there's an app in Tweet Deck that will tell me how many people that actually unfollow me. So like I can see a direct like, yeah, hey, this person followed me on friend for follow for follow Friday and then immediately unfollowed me. It's really what I do it, but the other thing I do is when somebody follows me, I actually will take the time and send them a personal message. I know a lot of people have an automated bot that will send them, a message, say, hey, thanks for, following, I stream at this time, here's my Twitch. I'll take the time to read the profile and connect with them and actually say, hey, yo, that's a ridiculous looking picture of you in a lobster costume. Love it. they know it. I'm being original, Well, not original. No, I'm being small.
No, yeah, no, definitely. You're being genuine, definitely. That bot is the worst. Yeah, actually, Gotham makes a good point. You definitely don't want to use meta hashtag. I see that on Twitter a lot. And that's just like, ooh, there's all those hashtags. And when you're going live and just trying to get that. I understand that you're trying to get that exposure. Really trying to get exposure. Like, hey, look at me. I'm streaming too. But I agree with that. Like, I'm live. What game you're playing? Hashtag the game. And then go live with your link.
Yeah, and really, this sounds incredibly cheesy, but the one of the ways that I promote my Twitch stream, which is absolutely hilarious because either people love it or they friggin' hate it, is when I'm playing Overwatch in a game. When I'm playing a game, when the game match is done, I'll put up my Twitch handle and just be like, yo, hey guys, check me out on Twitch. People either say, fuck you, which is hilarious, or they're like, oh, good. Some of the best people I've ever followed that have actually followed me have come from Overwatch.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I don't recommend doing that in every game.
No, I agree. But they're talking about the Twitter bot, and definitely, I guess. See, I'm not. I don't know, the auto response bots. I'm not a big fan of them. I was for a while. Every time someone followed me, I send them a DM. Hey, how's it going? My name is blah, blah, blah. I'm a streamer too. If you want to network or connect, let me know. Here's my link. I've met some good people that way. I haven't done it in a while. It's it's an extra effort and I stopped and I should continue doing it. But I feel like the bot is a little disconnected. It just throws it out there and it's like, hey, thanks for the follow. But I don't know. That's my opinion.
Well, I look at it like that. I'm not big enough that I need to justify having something like that. Like, I see people that sometimes send me that Twitter bot and I look at them and they got 11,000 followers and stuff like that. And, I could see them needing that because if they did that, they would just be spending, hours just responding to everybody. But I'm so small enough that I can take my time to actually make a genuine connection with somebody. But
it's true.
It's plain as day when people, I love that it says that. It's like, yeah, this is not a bot message. Hey, thanks for following me. I appreciate it. Sent by such and such bot. I'm like, does this person realize that it says it?
It says it's bot. What's up, Iron? How's it going, dude?
It says it right there. So
yeah, it's funny. Hey.
But anyways, this boy, chat. My cat's trying to kill me. Right.
I see that. He's like, hey, me now, me. Anyone in chat have any questions for McKittens? If you say anything, oh, Gotcha. You still got me loading? My stream is like, my stream is being, it's a, us, Mixer can be a butthead sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it uses faster than light technology, which is like the no delay. And sometimes it can just, yeah, it's actually pretty cool. It's like less than 1 millisecond, but it can be really tough on broadband.
I bet, yeah. What's the upload like?
You know what? I never actually looked. I just know it's pretty tough. Like if you're on a weak Wi-Fi, it will just lag, and you gotta turn off the FTL.
Oh, that's funny because I wouldn't recommend being on Wi-Fi.
Mick Kittens, yeah, Gotham. Well, I'm sorry. Say that again. You kind of dropped out.
Yeah. So I wouldn't recommend doing a stream over Wi-Fi. That's just me. I just have a hardwire.
No. Oh no! Always. Ethernet. Yeah. FTL. Like if you're gonna be doing FTL on Mixer, they definitely need to be hooked up to your Ethernet, and you need a beastie internet because it's pretty powerful to push it over. You know, figure 1 millisecond delay and sending all that audio and video over that line, that's a lot. So.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you on that one, that's for sure.
I know Twitch just rolled out their, like, faster than light, whatever it's called, that they're using. Have you played latency. With it yet? Low latency, okay. Have you played with it yet or no?
I love it, actually. I use it in my stream, and it's actually really... When they first rolled it out, I'm like, oh, it can't be that ridiculous. So I actually was starting to, like, experiment. Beastie I was Beast? Popping in people's chat and just saying, yo, Beastie what's Beast. Up? And they'd be like, hey, what's up? And like, immediately, I'm like...
What's Beastie Beast?
It was super quick, which was really cool. So I did it in mine. I was a little afraid that it was going to be laggy on my end coming in, that it was going to make my stream choppy, but it really doesn't, actually. So it basically makes it so when somebody types somebody something, I can be like, yo, hey, what's up? You know, like immediately. So, you know, they feel well.
No, yeah, no, that's great. That's one of the things I like about what drew me to Mixer was that instant, I see it, the stream sees it, and the chat can react with you, which I loved.
Yeah, because you could get that kind of figure. A lot of people, I always tell folks when they first start streaming, I'm like, okay, you're going to get a delay. You're going to react. You're going to be, you could be like, oh my God, did you guys see that chat? Look at the chat. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then they're like, yeah, like a 5 seconds delay. So don't freak out. They're still there.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I think that took me a little bit to get used to on Twitch because Twitch, I didn't realize when I first started streaming, Twitch had delay. So I'm like, oh my God, do you see that? And I'm like, why is no one responding? Everyone left.
It's like everyone loves me. Where did everybody go?
I know it's great. And now on Mixer, I was like, wow. And I've been playing around on Facebook because I've been wanting to check out Facebook and see what's there. It's wide, ridiculous, wide open space. They have a delay.
How is that?
I streamed on it for about 3 days so far. I'm actually restreaming it to it right now. And it's interesting. Like in 3 hours, I gained, my video had 3,800, I reached 3,800 people, had 300 views, I think like 31 some odd play clicks, like if someone actually chooses to play the video, and then if they come down to the video and leave it there for like 5 seconds, it starts to autoplay. I had over like 200 some autoplays. So I'm like, that's cool. I don't know, Facebook. If they do it right, will be a titan. And Gotham says he does multi half the time to Facebook, YouTube, and Mixer, and get more views on Facebook than anywhere. Facebook's just huge. Plus, that's awesome. And there's something called he said Beastie Beast, right? You said Gotham that will keep the FTL for Mixer when you're restreaming or multi streaming.
Yeah, in my area, we're going to get Google Fiber, so we'll keep that. Nice.
I love Google. If Google had like a good streaming service? Because I don't know, YouTube. I feel like YouTube. Oh, the name is StreamX. Oh, I know StreamX. Oh, okay, gotcha. I feel like YouTube is going in a whole different direction. I feel like they're chasing after Hulu and Mixer. Hulu and Netflix. They're not really like focusing on the game streaming. They're focusing more like on like series streaming.
Yeah,
I gotcha, Gotham.
Oh, all right, good. Still getting a little bit of feedback when it's when I talk and you talk at the same time.
You get I think it's coming from Discord.
I think so. Yeah.
I'm starting to hate you
because you have both audio sources going to voice meter banana.
Probably because probably the way that I have it set up is kind of a biatch sometimes.
I'm like trying to be like, is he done? Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm all good. You can talk all over me, dude.
Well, no, I was gonna say if anybody's got any questions, feel free to. I'm looking at both chats right now, so yeah, just feel free to ask me any questions. Well, actually, I did have a question for you though, because we were discussing it earlier. So, yeah, you think Mixer is probably going to be able to overtake Twitch?
I don't think Mixer is going to be able to take over Twitch. I think Mixer has a lot of work to do. McKitten streams over on Twitch. I think Mixer has a lot of back end work to do. And right now where it stands, I don't know. I feel like it's the baby out of all of them. Microsoft needs to step up their game if they want to do damage in the streaming area. That's just my opinion. It has great features. I love all their features. And it's very community focused, which I love. But I just feel that it's a smaller platform, which is fine. And the other thing that kills it, it's very Xbox focused because Microsoft backed Xbox. Microsoft backed up Beam went away. And I feel like they wanted something more exclusive for like Xbox, which they did, which is great. But for them to really take off, they have to become really platform agnostic. And I feel like they're kind of lacking there.
And it was that I was like, oh, let me post up my links. And I was like, oh, okay. So I guess I'm going to have to log into my Microsoft account. I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't know. I like it a lot. I love the community. Like, you got people on here like Gotham Gotcha, Steven versus Streaming. I know Overwatch. There's just great people, very community focused. And they're awesome. They run community where I feel like over on Twitch, you found some of that, but it was more like, you know, sub for sub, lurk for lurk, you know, this for this, where Mixer's just like, yo, come chill with me.
I noticed that a lot of people that are on Mixer, you know, they do have a different type of mentality on Twitch. I mean, everybody's trying to like be the next, everybody's trying to be the next biggest, like, you know, YouTube celebrity, Twitch celebrity, something like that, because they hear like, oh man, this guy, like, you know, makes like, I think it was like PewDiePie or something like that, makes like $10 million a year. I think Wall Street Journal did an article on him, something like that. It's like $10 million a year. He's like, oh man, he plays video games, he makes $10 million, so I can do that. Step down. Like, you know, hold up, there's a lot of things involved in doing.
There is. It's brutally a PC gaming here over on Mixer for sure. I completely feel the same way, Iron. That's why I've also been looking at Facebook. It's just for certain things. Like, I just feel like I'm being held back. Twitch got to a point where people buy their follows. Mixer assumed that we are still family. I have nothing against Mixer. Like, I like what they're doing. I feel like they have issues that are holding them back. One of the biggest issues is it's full Xbox, and they don't really promote other areas, and it's full esports. They have this thing called Hype Zone, which is really cool. So if you're playing, Fortnite or the new Realm Royale or PUBG or Rainbow Six, there's certain algorithms that happen in the background that bring this raid called Hype Zone and boost you to the front screen, and it'll drop like 200 viewers on you, and it's great exposure, but it's only for those type of games.
Oh yeah, well, And that sounds very interesting, though, because, I mean, I know Twitch is getting sort of into the creative scene with the whole, like, Bob Ross thing.
That was awesome, yes.
So it's interesting, though, because what gets on Twitch. I was just popping around Twitch one day, and I ran into, and I can't remember this person's, I was watching somebody stream, and then they went into somebody else's stream, so they raided somebody else's stream. And it was just this girl,
way too much BR,
in, like, Gotham, you know, probably a leotard, just have this super sensitive microphone that you make sound effect noises with, and just banging like two conch shells together and just making noises. And there was like 4,000 people in that channel. I'm like, why does everybody watch it? It's like so weird.
No, I completely agree. But you know what? I like the fact that they're pushing creative. I think it's such a niche area to be in, and it's great to see people who are that can do more than just sit down and play a video game. They can make art. They can do sculptures, and to get people on the platform to do that, it's so cool to see.
I love Gotham gadgets and conch shells.
Conch shells.
That's wild.
Whoa, what up, Glitchy? How's it going, dude?
That's funny. But it's an interesting platform, definitely, and it's interesting to see these competitors come out, because you got the whole kind of like David the Goliath situation going on right now, where you have the you have the Goliath, which is Twitch, and then you have all these Davids coming out of nowhere. And I mean, I keep seeing Caffeine pop up on my Facebook feed, like, okay, come here, we're here.
Me too. I think I actually have a buddy that might be trying it. He's trying something else right now with his restreams, but if he's like, if it doesn't go that way, I'm gonna check out Caffeine. So I don't know, we'll see. Caffeine looks cool. I just don't think they have enough, I think, to really like push it. Needs a lot of work too. But it's also like, that's like the baby.
Oh yeah, that's like, I think that just started, but I mean, it's funny to see like how the community, especially in
5,000.
Twitch is evolving to the point where they have the whole premiere thing, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. That you can basically like make it basically a YouTube video and premiere it, and you can watch it with your viewers, which is kind of cool. So you can get like a little montage together and be like, "Yo, check out the shit that I did in Overwatch."
Yeah, no, that's true. It's true. Gotham, actually, I think they updated. You can stream with OBS now. You go to caffeine.com, wherever it might be, and you open up OBS. It finds all the settings. You hit start streaming, and it goes right through. You don't even need to set up anything. So that's pretty cool.
So what do you use? Do you use OBS?
I use OBS. I was messing around with Streamlabs OBS for a little bit. I like Streamlabs OBS. It's cool. But from like the Premiere like software, I love OBS. I'm starting to look into the Reaper add-on for it for audio, so I'm looking into that, and I just want to make my mic sound better, because you sound awesome. I feel like I sound like crap sometimes.
I can tell you the settings. You got voice meter banana?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I can say this profile, send it over to
you. Oh, okay, cool.
We have the same. The key is my noise gate is so high up because fun fact, small streamer story. So one day I got this Blue Yeti microphone. I'm like, oh, this is great. Everybody can hear me and stuff like that. Everybody's gonna sound great and stuff like that. And then I realized, you got to get a pop up filter because everyone can hear you breathing.
I know. Very heavy. I need a voice paper now. I need a pop filter because sometimes I get that whistle on my nose and everyone hears it.
Oh yeah, but definitely get that. And then I got the boom arm, and then I got the shock mount and everything, and my stream sounds good. But then I realized that my mic is super sensitive. Everybody can hear everything. So one time I'm streaming, I'm like, okay, I really need this part. Let me just toot one out right here. No one's gonna hear it. And guess what? Everyone heard. It was like Christmas. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. No, that's it's like Christmas. Yeah, I have an arm and whatnot. I definitely need a pop filter. I gotta do more settings for it. It's just, I don't know. I have a lot of stuff that I think I need to fix with my stream, audio wise and whatnot.
Yeah, but I could save these settings and send it over here.
Yeah, dude, I appreciate that. That's awesome. But I know you have to stream too, dude. I don't want to keep you from your stream too. So if anyone else has like any questions for Mr. McKittens, if not, we're gonna let him get to his stream so he can chill in his Overwatch and hang out with his peeps. And but if you, I don't know if you got anything left, anything you want to talk about, McKittens. I had an awesome time. I hope you enjoyed too. I can't wait to get this out on YouTube and get the audio out there for people to listen.
Oh yeah, no, I appreciate it. I just want to say thank you for inviting me on this. It's been an awesome experience, and you know, I'd love to come back. You know, let's do something like 6 months from now to you know, progress 6 months from now. Yeah. But
definitely, I would love to do that.
You know, just kind of quick, you know, plug in. You know, you guys can follow me at The McKittens. That's my Twitter. You can also, I'm going to be going right into Overwatch after the stream. So I'm going right into, if you guys want to come into my channel, twitch.tv/McKittens. But for folks who are Overwatch fans, I thought I saw somebody that had an Overwatch thing in there. I am doing a giveaway for my stream, Overwatch giveaway, which I'm going to send you the link real quick for that so you can put in your mixer.
Sure. No, you're fine. You drop it.
But yeah, definitely, you know, pop in, you know, so it helps out on the stream. But, you know, I want to give that to somebody that's not obviously a giveaway bot. Let's put that
one. Okay.
So I'll send that over to you and you can pop it in your.
Yeah, definitely. Screen. I'll definitely promote that for you, man.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, I had a great time. You know, unless anybody's got any last minute questions, I'm going to hop right into Overwatch.
Right, man. I'm going to jump over for a little bit and chill with you and get set up stuff over here. But, yo, everyone, thank you for joining and hanging out with me and McKittens tonight. It was an awesome night. Great, great time. And we'll be doing this again for sure. Hey, all. Riven MDR here. So I just want to make sure that all content creators, whether you are a podcaster, a YouTuber, a streamer, a artist, a musician, whatever you might be doing to put content out there, you are more than welcome on the show. And I want to get to know you. So go ahead and slide right into my DMs, Riven MDR on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Discord, on Mixer, anywhere you can find me. I am Riven MDR. Drop me a DM and let's get you guys on this show and get your content out there. It's a blast. I can't wait to meet you all, and I'll talk to you all soon. Peace out.